morning, everybody. This is what we've got going on today. I like that. Nice and stable. There's a big, I don't know if you see it, there's a great big piece of 16mm that's actually welded in with another. That's the strength. And then the other is a little more strength with some stability, you know, to put more blocks on it. And this just is a big ugly mess that we did last night at the last minute just to get done. And I noticed that we didn't move. Oh, look at that. That's special. Nice. So, yeah, we're doing all right. And now we're gonna do the next row, and we're gonna add glass blocks here and right over there. And this is what I'm working on now. This, my wife is cleaning up and making dog food. She's been really gracious, you know. One of my shortcomings is, well, we're both kind of non-organized, but I got, well, there's nowhere for either one of us to put anything, so there's always this big mess. And so if you need a tool that you haven't used in a while, and you got to look for it, and it's a big, it, you know, it's my fault. That's one of those things, you know, I keep talking about learning new tricks. And, well, I've learned quite a few to deal with who I am in order to make it easier and not alienate people. However, just like my dad, I have, well, in some ways I've learned, but in other ways I've just, yeah, you know, I've been looking at that pile of crap in that toolbox that I built for a couple of years now, just thinking, man, I really should dump it out and clean it all up and get all the dirt. And I just don't want to do it. I just don't do it. I procrastinate. And that's because when I look at it, procrastination is about managing emotions. And, well, the emotional response when I look at that mess is, fuck all that. It's gonna happen again. Why bother? There's nowhere to put anything away, which is what this is most likely about. This is gonna be my workshop. See, we have a bathroom there, right? Well, that's not really a bathroom. What is that? That's a dog kennel, actually. That was gonna be a dog kennel. But right now it's my workspace. It's going to be my workspace. And then, oh, I remember. We've got two possible bathrooms there, one, two. And basically we can let this be an inside and an outside kitchen for, and then I can take this bathroom for myself, and then we can coordinate off and make a, it can be a kitchen or whatever you want it to be here. We got two sets of ducks there. Those are going to be delicious. And well, those are Bisayan chickens. They live. They're not exactly as delicious as we'd like them to be. But then, okay, so here, let's get on with this. Thinking of being older and less work on our minds, you know, you really need to create a little bit of income. You can't really depend on whatever income I have that I already created by doing the things that my father always dreamed of doing. You can literally put a set of stairs in there, and then you can have another dwelling on top while all of this space remains mine. And I do believe that is exactly what this is all about. And there can be over there an office for both of us, so we have space and it's spread all over the place. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Now here, let me get to this point. This isn't a shortcoming, or is it a shortcoming? It's a defect in my fucking brain. Has anybody ever heard of dyslexia and ADD? I think they're just the same thing, really. I don't know, I haven't studied, because I don't care. You know, I don't go around using it as my excuse. But I do have to acknowledge that it happens. And there's certain, I'm kind of a genius in a certain way. To me, I'm comparing myself to myself. There's things I can really just do. I can just spit it out, and it's there. And it's, to other people, many times, it's an amazing, wow, how'd you do that? And it, I've seen one, more than one person get discouraged, like, he can do all that, and I can't do anything. Well, you know, I'm not bragging or anything. It's really null and void when you think of all my shortcomings. So here is the thing about ADD, and I bet you guys watching it, you guys know exactly, I'm sure there's somebody out there that is looking right at it, and they're going, oh yeah, you just do it like that. Well, I don't have any training. I mean, I do, I've done this kind of shit all my life, but training to deal with dyslexia. And so when it comes to stuff like this, it really just, I have to be left alone. Somebody came over here to help me, and he was standing. I said, hey, go get out of here. I will take care. You know, I'll call you when I need you. I don't need you to stand around. I need to be able to think. And I have to think without people staring at me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like almost like, it's so fucking, it's frustrating. So this is what I'm doing. And here's the main goal. I finally figured it out after years and years and years. I didn't know it when I was raising my daughter, you know, and consequently, whatever. And then the one thing that is more important than anything else, and this is what my father's, he was like this too. He was worse than me, I think. But you get abusive when you're like that. When you're frustrated and you can't think, you just get angry and pissed off. And no matter what it is, somebody can say, I have $100 for you. And you're like, fuck. I mean, you just get really pissed off. It's frustrating to have a brain and you know what you want, but it doesn't work. That's a very serious matter. And you need coping skills to deal with it for those of you who are out there like that. And this is what I'm talking for. I'm not telling you all of this to say, poor me. I'm saying, look, man, you can do it. And it can be easier. And I'm 56 years old, and I think maybe, it's relatively new. Well, today I woke up knowing I was going to have to do this. I was happy that they still have stuff that's going to keep them out of my hair, so that I can figure out the pattern. And then I told my wife, she's tried to say good morning. I said, hey, I'm going to have a, this is really the toughest thing that I do. And she understands being frustrated because of having some kind of brain problem. It's not a problem. It's just a different way of doing things. But this is the deal. I know that I'm going to be frustrated. So I warned my wife. I said, look, you got to understand what I'm doing today. It's hard. And everything, I get really hostile about it. It's like against myself because it's so hard. And then in the past, when you're on a job, for instance, there's always some dick motherfucking ass who's got something to say because he's an insecure putz and he doesn't have any kind of compassion at all. And he loves to catch on that you've got a problem. And what does he do? He throws it out there, hey, everybody, look. And that's one of the things you get. That's the kind of shit that'll get you in. Well, you want to. So, yeah, you go through all that, and there's a lot of stress involved with being, having this brain. So, breathe. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking my time. I don't have to be a Superman. I don't have to be a genius. And I know that I can do things that those guys can't do. Then I get to this kind of stuff and I feel like a friggin' kindergartner, just as stupid as can be. It's really, I know I can do it. Look, I did it. That I did with nobody around. That's how I did it, with nobody around. Now I'm doing it, trying to continue on, because literally it's, we're going and we can't stop. And I can procrastinate, but then I won't have anything else to do, and I'll be a dipshit, you see. I'll have the guys doing stuff that doesn't matter while I keep them around, and then I'm just, you know, you can't deny it. I'm going to be procrastinating against doing this because I have to have just the right environment to be able to figure this shit out. Now, listen, try not to be, if you have a tip, somehow that has to do with ADD. Go ahead and tell me, but trust me, you're seeing this. This is already done. It's up. It's done. There's no need to tell me how to do it. I know. I know. You know. I get it. It's okay. Good for you. But I don't know what else to tell you. I know that, well, for one, if I had a master carpenter to teach me how to do this, how he does it, then I could figure out how to do it. But I've never been taught by anybody. All the stairs that I've ever built, I just figured them out. So, anyway, I've done the math, and I've got the outline. There it is, 8x8, and we're going 32 inches, two sets, all right? And that's 64 in total. Literally, I did the math, and that was the best way to do it. And I know it'll come out reasonably well up at top. And it's just going to be, there's going to be a transition there. But that's okay. I'm going to work with it because of my brain. It's literally 57. The height is 57. That's what we need. But I cannot do the fucking math to make it come out. Ugh. You know what? It comes out to 7.128, and then there's seven stairs. I don't want to do that. Forget that shit. Nope. I need to be exactly easy for me. Math does not work in my mind. So, and then there's the whole... Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's just really difficult. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to figure out, I figured out that I need, so here's my 32 inches right here, and then I added 3 inches. So, that's good. What do I do with that? Well, the reason I've added 3 inches is because I know that in the end, I'm going to have 3 more inches. It's going to be a diagonal, form, and it needs to have 3 inches extra to end up being okay down at the bottom for and at the top too, at the first level, then there, you need 3 inches of concrete. That's what we're going to do. We're not doing the 4 inch. Don't tell me that it's supposed to be 4. No, it doesn't. No, I do 3 inch. That's the way I do it. I don't care what anybody says or what any code says, because you know what, my shit works. That's all. That's all there is to it. A contractor can come up and tell me all day long that you need a 4-inch slab as a, you know. And you know what? The fact is, I've poured so many slabs, and they're all still there 30 years later. So, and I've seen my dad's slabs, and they're all there 50 years later. So screw all that shit. I know I don't need a 4-inch slab. Are we clear? We don't need a 4-inch slab. So 3 inches is sufficient for me. That's what I want. And I don't care. So anyway, we have to go. And now we have to figure out which side of the pattern do we need. I can do that. But then how do I end up with 5 fucking stairs? See how hard it is? So 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I'll slice it off right there. So how does that work? And then, or it's 1, 2, 3. Oh, look, 4. But then you don't have that 3 inches on the back. So what do we do? No, sir, we've got to do it like this. So that's what I'm going to do. And I know how, I don't know if that's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to figure it out right now. I'm going to shut up and start doing it. There's some kind of math problem that I didn't understand what I was doing because of the math. I get really anxious when it comes to math and thinking in math terms. It's been a problem all my life, and that's what ADD and dyslexia is. Dyslexia with math. Oh my God, numbers and patterns. I'm really good with patterns until you try to make me conform to like stairs. Well, that's a big problem. It's maddening. My father was very abusive. He was a tyrant, and this is why. I don't know what my daughter would say about me. I believe that I was better than my father. But we won't say what my daughter would say, because I don't know. I really don't. I know that she thinks that I'm awesome in teeny tiny little ways here and there. But she has some issues with me. All right, now, I don't even know what to tell you because I really don't know yet. I think that side's going to have to be the stairs, the pattern, and that side's going to get thrown away. And that will be some waste over there. And I'm telling you right now that if I would have understood all that in the first place, then I might have... Oh, I know. Probably I should have done this pattern starting there with... At the first... You know, yeah, whatever. I don't know. See how confusing it is? So there you go. I'm going to cut it. I'm going to shut up and cut it. So... I managed to do that, and honestly, I'm bragging because, well, I'm 56 years old. I should have learned when I was a toddler, you know, how to deal with my temper. But all that, literally, if you just start out, this is what I did. Okay, I have this kind of, I'm impatient, and I'm just like my dad, but I'm a little more refined. I'm impatient. And my dad didn't care. He was okay with alienating everybody around him. I like to have people around me, so I was forced to learn how to just stow it or tell people what's going on or whatever. My dad, you just thought he hated your guts, man. That's the way it's like. I'm very hostile when I get into this kind of situation where my brain is my enemy. That's what it feels like. And I'm fighting that guy off. And I'm gonna win, but I'm gonna kill anybody that gets in my way. That's the way it is. So if you don't learn to, that's what happens. Next thing you know, yeah. Anyway, so I started out differently today. I started out letting my wife know, hey, she was in a really good mood. I don't want to squash it. I just said, hey, look, I'm a toxic person today. If you, God damn, why does she do that? So, if you want to have a good day, try to remember that I am doing something and I have a really bad attitude. And I'm really easy to... This is who I am. So, basically, I just warned her and I said, this is what I'm doing and this is why. So, you let her know that there's defects. And then she understands. I feel like a fucking retard when I'm doing something like this. And so, I get really angry. That's how I get through it. You got to get angry. Otherwise, you have to go pout and walk away and take your ball and go home. You see what I'm saying? You're going to let it defeat you. You're going to kick its ass. That's the way I've always dealt with it. It's not the right way necessarily, but it has worked. So, but the problem is when you kick its ass, then you're going to kick everybody else's and all the people and all the dogs, everybody around you with your attitude. It's just not worth it. Well, I would rather not even do it than have that be the effect. Look, when I'm doing something that's really awesome... And then at the end of the day, nobody wants to talk to me or be in the same room with me. What the fuck is the use? There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So I set myself up by realizing that. And it's about friggin' time I do that, right? I do it sometimes, but you know what I mean. It's kind of, unfortunately for my daughter, she's 30 years old and she never really got the benefit of the awesome new me. All right, so... And then the thing that I'm talking about and why it pisses me off so much is it's such a simple thing. Such a simple, ridiculously easy thing to do. And I don't even know how it can be so damn hard. I really don't. But anyway, I did not lose my temper and I have a good attitude and I haven't wasted a lot of energy on any kind of little childish fits, which is really what they are, little temper tantrums. And that's what everybody else thinks when you do that. They don't give a flying fuck about your ADD and all your crap. They don't give a damn. How about this is my work environment, my fucking world. This is where I am. And I want you to not be so damn hostile. That's what everybody thinks. And you know what? They're right. Why should they put up with your crap? All right, so here. Now, that's just a little lecture for those of you who are ADD and think it's an excuse for you to go around kicking everybody around you. Hey, little dude, shut up, big mouth. Oh, man. You know, the other people, because they're raised in a place where they don't care about noise, they literally don't care about noise here. So it's easy for them to get by. They don't care. That's why they don't figure out that you feed the noisiest idiot first. Feed that damn dog and shut him up. All right, so here's what we've got. All that, all this video, this whole video, you have no idea. You really don't. I mean, unless you are ADD, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. And matter of fact, people who don't have ADD or dyslexia, imagine that. They think that you're just a fucking retard with an asshole attitude, an asshole complex. That's what they think. And, yeah, you know, some of those people get their asses kicked along the way just for opening their mouths. But, yeah, this is how it is. And really, you don't have a right to make other people around you uncomfortable just because you are a fucking whatever you think you are. So here it is. I'm mixing that in there with my my attitude adjustment video, whatever this is. It's just because I remember there was a guy from Finland over there on YouTube. Oh, I really liked him. He showed me some of his videos and he talked about some of his problems and just having such, he related to me so much. And that's what I'm talking about. That guy, I really appreciated him and his person and what he said to me. And the thing is one thing I've learned is that your inadequacies, your frailties, and your defects, you know, the fact for everybody that you are not Superman and you're not alone with whatever it is that ails you. You know, your problems are not unique. And, well, it matters to me if somebody else can see that somebody's doing something. Look, some of you guys that aren't ADD, you think, oh, well, what a big deal. Oh, yeah, whoa. But somebody who's ADD, they know exactly, especially if you're dyslexic. I don't know if I have to keep mentioning that. Isn't it the same thing? To me, they're the same. You think backwards and upside down, and you cannot conform to the ways that they teach in school. You can't. And you know what? A lot of times people like that are just plain smarter and too bright to be in a confined space like that. Most boys are not hyper. They don't need medication. They need a new fucking school system. That's what they need. Oh, they're so annoying, but golly, they learn a lot that way. All right, so And so, basically, anything that you have, your experiences, you know how many people can benefit from your story? Whoever you are, I don't care who you are. I don't care. You know the guy that said you know you're better than me? You know, you can open your mouth and do a video of your own and tell people your experience, and somebody out there, a lower form of life, can learn from you. And I don't think that. I was talking to you better than me. But for me, down here where I'm at, there are people who are having those. They have those troubles, and they wouldn't even attempt. They would never even think about doing something like that because, well, they don't want to be angry, and they don't want to alienate the people around them. They just don't. And I just want you to know that you can. You can do it. All you have to do is, you know, when it comes to the math thing and the anxiety and all that around it, it has to do with confidence and anxiety and the worry. When you were in school, go back to when you were in school, there was always these little fucking cuck kids that would tease you and shit like that. Well, that's what you're doing. You're going into that anxiety mode, and that's what's getting in your way. Calm down. Piss off to those people who treated you like that in school. Fuck them all, because I guarantee you I'm better than they were. Hopefully not. Hopefully they grew up and became something good. Hey! And anyway. But just relax and forget all that shit. And remember that. You got to remember. You have that in you. The things that happen to you, the unresolved trauma. That's trauma. When you are teased in school and made to be the single person in the classroom right now that everybody's looking at, and you got a teacher up there who just made a joke and you were the butt of it, that's a big deal when you're like seventh, oh my God, seventh grade, or even fourth, whatever. It's, that is there. So you have to take that and know it's there. And then you, this is called psychodrama. Take it and put it right here and be aware of it and let it not interfere. Now, you know all the things that you've done as an adult. You know you can do anything. So why do you still put that anxiety, when you do something that is a little extra difficult, why do you take that anxiety and just stick it in your way like that? That's a big deal, to think like that, think in that way. I remember there's this psychodrama class that I took, and a person gave me this really awesome concept. He took this doll, and he made it him. It was a child, looked like a little boy about, oh, I don't know, that big. And he put him in a chair. And then when the you go through the motions of what you do that you get mad about or become irate about, and then you are a real dick to yourself, and you look at that little boy and you think of him doing that and you put that on him and just see what would you do to a young man who is like you, who just made the mistake that you got mad at yourself about. Would you get mad at him? That's who it is. It's that little boy inside of you. He's there, and you're angry with him because he can't think right, or he's not doing something right. That's because somebody was frustrated with you and they weren't patient. Now you're still like that to yourself. Well, you take that concept, put the doll, the boy, the little boy. Don't forget, he needs to be wearing some coveralls and a nice little hat and be cool. And then think of him as you. I mean, I remember my daughter growing up, I used to see that in her. I would be like, she's 5 years old and just did something that would have got me knocked down. And then I'm like, well, how could anybody do that to me? How could anybody crap on me like that? But it's still there. Well, hence problems. When you have extra problems and you've got to do something like this, you take that bullshit out that somebody else gave you that you didn't ask for, and you put it like it's this right here. Here it is. Here's your problem right here. This is it. All that crap from when you were a kid. You gotta think clearly, and you put it right there. Put it in your way so you can't see the lines. See what I mean? Just try to grasp it. Try to see what I'm saying. I don't care about the rest of you. Somebody out there who's getting this, what I'm talking about right now. I want you to try and get this concept. This is your bullshit. All those assholes when you were a kid, that tyrant father, that really weird mother, whatever. All that shit. And take it and pick it up and don't even throw it aside because it's not going away. Put it over here on the shelf. That would have been really cool. I wanted the drama of throwing it. But that's not the way you really have to think about it. You got to pick it up because it's yours. You ain't getting rid of it. Put it over here and just get it out of your way. Now, be aware that it's over there and it's trying to get you. It's trying to get you. It wants to get in your way. Well, just keep it over there and try to see the lines. Be calm, relaxed. You don't have that in your way anymore. Those kids are not there. They're not going to tease you. You may have a boss or some asshole at work, but you have to remember that the person that would walk up and tease or belittle, somebody said that to me recently, belittle you, he may be like you. He has problems, and he found that you have a weakness, and he's trying to make everybody look at you instead of him. People are like that. Somebody said, they made a comment, do you ever get up without bitching, pissing, moaning, belittling? Ever? I'm like, whoa. I think back in 1856, sometime around, no, I don't fucking do that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's a nice comment. Thank you. Appreciate that. Do you know me? I don't. Yeah. Anyway, if I had that problem, if I didn't put that shit aside, I'd never get through life. You know how many times the way I am, it causes people to look at me and they lack the respect that I deserve. Just because, like, for instance, Brian, he can do all really awesome finish work, and he's a, there's a lot of things about him that are not that good. He looks at me and he hasn't seen what I can do. He doesn't know what I am, and he doesn't have the right respect for me. Well, he does now, but I mean, how will they know? They don't know you. And that's what you need to remember. Those people at work or whatever, they don't know you. And they've got their own insecurities and their putzes who want to use you to raise themselves up or take the focus off. That is not a person that you need to look at and say, I really care about your opinion. Fuck you. That's what I say to you. To them. You keep that to yourself, but just think, lower form of life. An amoeba looking down upon me from, what are you standing on? How do you do that from way down there? You're looking down at me. I don't know. Maybe this helped. I don't know. I hope it did. And I'm going to go ahead and shut this off and make it a video. I have achieved, without alienating anybody, my wife still likes me, this. And they are achieving something else. Let's go look. I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the next video. Because I don't know how long this has gone. It's Friday. I'm tired. It's been a long week. And I have this. It's made. Now see. I didn't, if I wouldn't have just let them go. And know that they can do it. Then I wouldn't be, this is not where I'd be right now. It would not be, and I wouldn't have my shit. I felt like I gotta watch this, and but now, this is the problem with having new workers all the time. You can't really trust them. Now I've had these guys for, look, man, long enough, and I actually, I'm beginning to get more confidence that I can go do my own thinking and be by myself and do what I need to do and just let them go. And so I have. And they've done this. That's as good as it gets. I couldn't do better myself. I think I could maybe adjust that one just a little bit. But I'm not going to worry about that. So those are pretty awesome. Let's look at that one over there. Is it straight? Where is that pipe? Who wants to, oh, there it is. So there it is. Now, I'm over here cutting and making this, and I'm not in a hurry, and I'm not feeling pressured, because I did such a good job, and the most important job of all, keeping my personal just weakness from hurting everybody else, basically. When you're ADD and dyslexic, I don't know why I have to keep saying this, the both of them. I wish I could find something that says I don't have to say that. One means attention deficit disorder. You can't have attention. But the dyslexia, that's backwards, upside down thinking. And it's some things like writing or reading, it become very difficult. Did you know that you wouldn't believe some of the things I can read that other people can't? Because like numbers instead of letters in the right, it's amazing. I can't believe it. And I can read upside down. How many people can do that? Am I, is that a big deal? Anyway, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident and I'm loving that I can do this while they're doing that. That's awesome. I haven't had good workers like that since I got here. Not once. There was one that I thought was a good welder, but what else could he do? But these two particularly don't seem to be drunks. They're not interested in 10 to 1. They're interested in the dude that's doing, he's doing, that guy right there, he's interested in, he's got a good son. And that guy is doing real well now that he's back. And also he's got some girls in college, and that's what he's interested in, taking care of them. And he's got a really good wife. I personally believe that his wife is good as mine. And this one, Jake, he's got girls and a new boy, and he's thinking about that. He's not like his brother, constantly freaking drinking. He's not, you know, alcohol is a big problem here, and it's unfortunately that's just the way it is. I don't know what to tell you. I think there must be about 22 to 24 babies there. And then there's like only four of those little chickens. Oh, five. Maybe only 21. Oh, there's probably one or two under the... Ah, who cares? There's enough for dinner. Alrighty then. Well, listen. I got a good start. Did a pretty good video, that first one. It's about things that are just personal, and it's not for you if you think that they're, if you don't have any understanding of it, and it makes you feel like making fun or saying some stupid shit. Move on. But, to people who are like me, who have ADD and some disability, they know exactly what I'm talking about, and I promise you, they're not laughing or having any comments that are downtrodden. Now, I'm going to go ahead and try and continue that. You know, I just did it. I did that whole form, even though part of it was blowing my mind. See, when I'm building something like that, I can see everything in my mind, and I can do it in my head, and then I'm okay. But when I do something like that has to do with math or figures, I can't see it all. I just can't. I can't arrange it in my mind. It's impossible. It's amazing. I don't know what to tell you. But I've done a pretty good job without having a bad attitude. And, man, I'll tell you right now, my wife's cooking. And she's got a good attitude, and these guys are doing good. Their creativity isn't crushed. They have to have creativity to do a good job on that. And I've got one piece of some stairs done.